went, and then Lord Chaitanya himself with devotees, they performed the last rites for the son of Shiva's Pandit. So such is the great, the devotional energy of the Lord. It is also mentioned even the niece of Shiva's Pandit is Narayani. She also got the mercy of the Lord. It is mentioned she was just 4 years old. And when Mahaprabhu told her to call the name of Krishna, tears started profusely coming from her eyes and she started chanting Krishna, Krishna. Not only that, it is also mentioned, even the servants of Shiva's Pandit, they got the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And specifically one name is mentioned, that one of the servants in the house of Shiva's Thakur, Dukhi, she used to get water for Lord Chaitanya's bathing or for Lord Chaitanya from Ganga. And Lord Chaitanya asked, who brings this water? And Shiva's Pandit says, yeah, there's one lady, Dukhi, she gets water. And Mahaprabhu says, she should not be Dukhi, her name should be Sukhi. And it is Chaitanya Bhagavat mentions that how, not only when we are subservient to devotees, then even they also get the mercy. The maid servants, the servants of Shiva's Thakur were also great and they also got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So such is the greatness of Shiva's Thakur and there are so many more glories of him. Shri Shiva's Thakur ki. Next verse of Namashtakam mentions that this holy name is so great that even the Apimukta Kulair Upasya Manam, that great, even the great liberated souls, they also take shelter. So next verse mentions, Jainamadheya Munivrindageyahe Janaranjanaya Paramaksharakrite Tvam Anadarad Apimanagudiritam Nikhilogratapa Patalim Vilumpasi Jainamadheya Munivrindageyahe. So what is the glory of holy name? Even the great sages also chant the name of the Supreme Lord. Like Srimad Bhagavatam says, Ettan nirvidyamananam icchatamukutobhayam yoginam rupa nirnitam harer namano kirtanam. That it is those who are on the path of transcendence and if they practice their path sincerely, then yoginam rupa nirnitam, then they'll come to the right conclusion, harer namano kirtanam. So jaya namadeya munivrinda geyahe. And then he says, janaranjanaya paramaksharakrute. Like yesterday, Shuvilas Prabhu was giving an analogy of a gold, that a gold brick is inaccessible, but if you make an ornaments of that gold, then it is more accessible. So he's saying, janaranjanaya paramaksharakrute. There's this most benevolent Supreme Lord, he has appeared in the form of holy name. Why? Janaranjanaya. To give the bliss to the people, paramaksharakrute, he has appeared in this beautiful holy name. And what is again the glory of this holy name? He has become so much accessible that Tvam anadarat api managudiritam. So what even the pastime of Ajamil says, that Mriyamano harer nama grunan putropacharitam ajamilopi agaddhama kimuta shraddhaya grunan. So just by chanting indirectly or anadarat, then also nikhilogratapa patalim vilumpasi, it removes all the sufferings. So that is the glory of the holy name. Then he says that yad abhasopi udayan kavalita bhavadvanta vibho. So he says, just what to speak about chanting the pure names of the Lord. Like, we know there are, when we chant, there is apradyukta nam, then there is namabhas, and then there is shuddha nam. So he's mentioning, one is offenseless chanting, going to the next step, yad abhasopi. So if he, that even if the namabhas appears, to a sadhaka, then it is compared, the holy name is like the sun. And the namabhas is compared to the dawn, the sunlight at the dawn. Even the sun has not completely risen, but even that little light of holy name is received by a sadhaka, if he try to chant the namabhas, then all his contaminations are removed. And he says, tatva andhanam api dishati bhakti praninam. So, that even those who are tatva andha, so those who have not understood the conclusions of scriptures or the tattvas properly, but if they take the shelter, that's why that It's not possible to read all the scriptures and understand, but if we take shelter of the holy name very incessantly with the core of our heart, and even if somebody could come to the stage of Namabhas, Rupa Goswami says, Dishati Bhakti Pranayinam, he will get the glories of the holy name. And then he says, Krutite Nirvaktum Kahya Mahimanam Prabhavati. And then who is there such person who will not take shelter of such holy name? And then the next sweet verse comes. He says, this is very beautiful. He says, Yad Brahma Sakshat Kriti Nishtayapi Vinasham Ayati Vinana Bhoge. So I'll not read the purport, a very nice purport given by Baldev Vidya Bhushan to this verse. He says, Yad Brahma Sakshat Kriti Nishtayapi. That somebody who is situated in, is on the path of Brahma Nirvana or whatever you want to know, impersonal realization. So he says, for such person also, he has to, Vinana Bhoge, Ayati Vinana Bhoge. Even to get purified and achieve his highest goal, उसको उसके प्रारब्ध अप्रारब्ध सभी भोगना पड़ेगा उसको. ही हैज टू नो व्हाट यू कैन सी, ही हैज टू गेट फ्रीडम फ्रॉम ऑल द विकर्मास एंड व्हाट एवर एक्टिविटीज ही हैज डन. अपैति नाम स्फुरेण तत्ते, बट बाय चैंटिंग द होली नेम प्रारब्ध कर्मेति विरयति वेद. सो व्हाट इज द ग्लोरी ऑफ होली नेम, दैट इवन प्रारब्ध अप्रारब्ध ऑल द कर्मास आर टेकन केयर व्हेन वन टेक्स द शेल्टर ऑफ द होली नेम. एंड नेक्स्ट ही सेज, now this is a prayer, we'll stop, maybe this is the fifth verse. So he says, okay, we'll see. So he says, agadaman yashoda nanda nau nanda suno kamala nayana gopi chandra vrindavanendra pranata karuna krishnava ityaneka swarupe tvai mama rati ruchair vardhatam namadheya. So he's saying, oh my lord, you have so many beautiful names. Agadamana, you are the subduer of Agha. Yashodanandano, you are the son of Nanda Maharaj Yashoda. Kamala Nayana, lotus eyed lord. Gopi Chandra, the moon of all gopis. Vrindavanendra, you are the king of Vrindavan. But he says, Pranata Karuna. So this character of the Lord, or this quality of the Lord, is very much hope giving. That is, Pranata Karuna Krishna. Because Krishna is so merciful, itya aneka swarupe. My Lord, you have so many different forms and so many different names. But one of the very important thing in this is Pranata Karuna Krishna. Krishna is so merciful to the Pranata, to the surrendered souls. So one who has completely surrendered to Krishna, then Krishna is very merciful to him. He says, Tvai mama ratiruchair vardhatam namadeya. He says, oh my Lord, Tvai mama ratiruchair. Oh my Lord, may my love for you increase, or may my love for chanting your name will increase. And then the next verse he mentions, again this is a beautiful verse, sixth verse, he mentions that how there are two forms of the Lord. Like Chaitanya Bhagavat also mentions that Lord Chaitanya appeared in two, like he came as Mother Sachi, son, but he says there are two more forms. He make tongue as a mother and holy name as a son, and soil as a mother and deity as his like son. So Lord is accessible. So he also mentioned Vacham Vachakam Iti Udeti Bhava. So there are two ways the Lord is available. One is his deity form or his personal form, and second is his name. But yesterday, like we discussed elaborately, how the name of the Lord is more merciful than the, so Naam is more merciful than the Nami. So this sixth verse explains that how, because he says there is so much of aparadh vichar for the Nami. So, like many devotees got, fortunately got second initiation and then performing services to the Lord, and there is so much of aparad consideration. But holy name is so merciful, because somebody may say, oh, but there are also 10 offenses we chant every day that we perform to, we give to the holy name. But the best part is, if you chant more, then by Naam's mercy only you can overcome the Naam aparad also. That is the glory of holy name. By chanting more and by taking shelter of holy name, Hari sthane aparada tare hari naam, Tomas sthane aparada nahi paritran. But the holy name will not act only if there is aparada vichar. That if there is an aparada, then the holy name. Because I think Amarendra Prabhu was mentioning that if we perform sins, it will cover the devotional seed maybe. But if we perform aparada, then the soul gets covered by the maya and the devotional seed become inaccessible. Like that, he glorifies name and he says that how Krishna Purna Vapushe Namo Namaha, he offers his obeisances and again glorify the holy name. And in the last verse he says, Atha Namnaha Swasmin Spurti Prarthayati Narada Vino Jeevana Sudhormi Niryos Madhuri Puri Tvam Krishna Nama Kamam Spuram Me Rasane Rasane Sada. He says, oh my Lord, it is you who in the sweet form of, like we say, Narada Muni Bajaye Vina, Radhika Ramana Name. So Narada Vino Jivana, your names are the life of Narada Muni's Vina. Similarly, O my Lord, may my tongue also chant your name with attachment. So since Prabhuji has given 5 minutes, so I'll take 3 minutes. And I thought of seeing two bhajans, because we are sitting at Rupa Goswami and Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur is Rupa Anuga. So, the chanting of some prayers which will remind us of chanting nicely is like, what is that beautiful bhajan? Keno Hare Krishna Nam Hari Bolo. She says, Keno Hare Krishna Nam Hari Bolo Mano Prana Kandena. So this bhajan, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying that, oh my mind, you can chant everything other than holy name. He says, Paki Sakala Nam Bolte Paro Keno Hare Krishna Nam Bolena. Keno Hare Krishna Nam Hari Bolo Mano Prana Kandena. So, like I personally observed myself, whenever chanting is there, I just feel there's so much of list to do, complete. So if I complete my chanting, then I'll do this. But while chanting the name, mind is not trying to listen to the holy name, but always trying that I want to do something else. And very important is, he says, Pakire tora marana kalete charabi vasera dolate. So it's very graphic. He mentions that whenever a person dies, now we are seeing so much of dying past time, like Shiva Thakur's son left his body here, Ajamil is saved from death, he is telling, Pakire marana kalete charabi vasera dolate, that whenever the person leaves his body, he is given a funeral pyre and his body starts burning. O char janete kante kore loe jabe smashana ghatete, and you will be taken to the smashana ghat. Ore tor mukhe aguna jivatole ki koribe tai bolena. So everything, whole body will get burned, your tongue will also get burned. So how will you chant this holy name of? And he says, Pakina jani kona aparade mukhe Hare Krishna naam bolona. So like very nice learning for a devotee, that that we can just cross check that unable to chant the names, and there is some aparad vichar in bhajan, and try to remove that. Like I would like to end with the prayer of Kulashekar Maharaj. He says, Krishna tvadiya padapankaja panjarantam adyaivame vishatau manasaraja hamsa prana prayana samaye kafavata pittai kanthavarodana vidau smaranam kutaste. This can be meditation of a sadhaka, because by Krishna's grace, Guru's grace, at least the body is somewhat okay, and there is enough time, or a particular time given for bhajan or our sadhana seva. So my Lord, whenever my mind is okay, let me please fix this mind on your lotus feet, because kanthavarodhana vidau smaranam kutaste. Because when, even if we desire to chant, the body won't respond. Like recently, one of my mentor or the devotee, his father left his body just 2 days before. And that devotee, he left his body around 86 or so. He was a military retired person. Even at the age of 80, 84, used to come to Mangalarti dance. And just he became so sick. And for a few months, he couldn't come to the Mangalarti. And he expressed to that Prabhuji that, you know, I felt that I could perform devotional service throughout my life and I will maintain this enthusiasm. But he admitted that towards the end, my body is paining so much or giving trouble that I couldn't remember Krishna, or I don't desire to come to Mangalarti like that. So that was his feeling. So let's offer our prayers to Rupa Goswami, Acharyas and Prabhupada, that we can take this opportunity, as Ajamil got benefited by Vishnu's association, whatever mercy we have received, we can also take advantage of it. Thank you so much. Granthara Shrimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Rupa Goswami Pad ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, sorry, Shivas Pandit ki, Jai Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Thank you so much.